The 13 days brought a steady, tedious, laborious, most often discouraging, incremental move toward agreement. The high spots, unfortunately, were those crisis moments when either Begin or Sadat announced that they were leaving, that they were giving up in hopelessness and animosity and disgust. And then I had to induce them to stay for a few more hours or maybe another day and give me a chance to find some common ground. On one occasion, when Begin was completely committed to leave, I carried some photographs of his grandchildren over. And I had found the name of all 8 grandchildren. I had written them on the photograph. Begin looked at them in a perfunctory way. And then he saw the name of his little children, whom he loved. And we started talking about our grandchildren and how the world might affect them adversely if we couldn't find peace. He changed his mind and decided to stay. On another occasion, I was informed that Sadat had packed his bags, directed the Egyptian delegation to leave and call for a helicopter to go back to Egypt. I was distressed with this, and I went and visited Sadat in his cottage, closed the door, and we had one of the most intense human encounters that I have ever experienced. I told Sadat that if he did leave, he would be violating his word of honor to me, that he would not walk out, that it would destroy the relationships between him and me, which we both considered to be very valuable, and it would also damage the relations between our two countries and brand Sadat as the obstacle to peace. So he thought about it a while and said, we'll stay. And from then we began to make ever more progress. The restraint on Sadat was a concern among his own Egyptian delegation that he was going too far, that he had made concessions in recognizing Israel that would not be accepted in the Arab world. But Sadat courageously said, that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is peace.